Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, occasional rain showers, possible thunderstorms, upper 50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the rain showers into the overnight hours, possible thunderstorms, steady temperatures in the lower to mid 50s. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, highs in the upper 60s around 70. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 44, and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 48.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. The Kansas Board of Regents reporting that fewer students are attending classes at state universities. Across the six state universities, there was a decrease of 726 full-time students compared to 2018 figures. Fort Hays State saw an increase of 89 students, while Wichita State added 112. Kansas State University reported a loss of 564 students, or 3%. A national development company plans to build or renovate 128 homes at Fort Riley as part of a push to modernize housing on several U.S. military bases. Corvias, which partners with the U.S. military, said this week it will erect 96 new homes and renovate 32 others at the fort near Manhattan. And the project will reduce water and energy use as well as the Army's maintenance costs on the older homes. I'm Rick Averett with Friday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Hear that? Stampede's coming. Here we go, here we go. Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this stampede won't be here for long. Stop deal with legend.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney is investigating Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell's actions regarding a city contract for a new water plant. District Attorney Mark Bennett said yesterday in a news release that his office received several concerns from one individual after the Wichita Eagle reported Sunday that Longwell steered the contract to a partnership that included friends of his. The Wichita Eagle's report said Longwell persuaded the city council to give the nearly $524 million contract away from a nationally known design team and toward Wichita Water Partners, which includes Longwell's political supporters and friends. Rain is forcing country western singer Luke Bryan to postpone a farm tour concert in rural Kansas. Last night's concert near Lewisburg will be rescheduled. Tonight's concert, which was set to be in Douglas, has been moved to the Kansas State Fairgrounds in Hutchinson. And the long-term forecast looks like the cooler fall temperatures are here to stay. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska State Senator Kate Bowles has announced plans to run against Republican U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry in the 2020 election. Bowles, who's a Democrat, kicked off her campaign yesterday for Nebraska's first congressional district. She faces an uphill battle against Fortenberry, who is serving his eighth term in Congress. Two regional meetings in October will offer Nebraskans opportunities to share their best ideas on how the University of Nebraska can help rural communities position themselves for economic success. The listening sessions, which are open to the public, will be held in North Platte on the 15th of October and in Lincoln on October 24th. And Google is holding a groundbreaking today for a $600 million data center that it plans to build in the Omaha suburb of Papillion. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The design and performance of a Gleaner combine is like no other. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. The compact and efficient transverse rotor system delivers unmatched cleaning, great grain quality, and durability, and they've been made that way since 1980. So whether you get an older R62 or a newer S97, you'll be getting optimum harvesting performance, season to season, field to field, and crop to crop. Now is the time to upgrade your operation with a pre-owned Gleaner combine. It's not too late to get 100% Gleaner performance for fall harvest season with a pre-owned Gleaner combine from Schmidt & Sons. Call or come to Schmidt & Sons, 6 miles west of Andale, or in Winfield on the west side of town on Highway 160. Or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
So if you're looking for a Beaver, he's easy to find. The tractor man will be the one. Just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm. Down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemohall County Commissioners will hear from David Briner, Waubunsee County Zoning Officer, at Monday's meeting, 10 a.m. in the Nemohall County Courtroom. Commissioners continue gathering information regarding possible zoning regulations for Nemohall County that could direct future wind and solar projects. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting September 25th approved initiating a superintendent search with the Kansas Association of School Boards. Dr. Denise Guy assumed the role of interim superintendent this school year upon the resignation of Bill Mullins for medical reasons. Washington County Health Department will host the 22nd annual Fall Health Fair this Saturday, featuring lab work from 7 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Washington County Elementary Gymnasium. A blood profile, including over 40 tests, is available for $45. A vitamin D level test available at $35, and a men's PSA test available at $30. Flu vaccinations will also be available at the Fall Health Fair at the Washington County Elementary Gym this Saturday from 7 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Influenza vaccinations are now available at the Marshall County Health Department. Claims can be submitted to most major health insurance companies. Current health insurance card is needed. If you don't wish to submit a claim to your health insurance, cost is $40. No appointment necessary. Office hours are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 8 to 5, Wednesdays, 8 to 6:30, Fridays, 8 until noon. Influenza clinics are scheduled in Marshall County, October 17th in Blue Rapids and Waterville, October 21st in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty, and October 22nd in Frankfort and Vermilion. Byway 136 Heritage Highway Association in Nebraska will again host the Trail of Treasures, a statewide garage sale in communities along Highway 136, including southeast Nebraska, this weekend. Community Memorial Healthcare will continue their series of informational town hall meetings Monday and Wednesday in Frankfort and in Beatty. The meeting Monday begins at 6:30 at the Allstadt Community Center, formerly Grandpa Red's in Frankfort, and the meeting Wednesday begins at 6:30 at the Beatty Community Center. Kansas Corporation Commission last week voted the controversial Grain Belt Express Clean Line project can move forward without delay, imposing deadlines on the new owners. Invenergy has 5 years to obtain financing and could use eminent domain in order to obtain property along the route. 370 of the 750-mile transmission line will pass through Kansas, including parts of Washington, Marshall, and Nemohall counties, transporting wind energy to eastern markets. Jewel A. Wagner, age 97, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday at McAllen, Texas. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jewel Wagner. Steve Shum, age 66, formerly of Marysville, passed away Tuesday at Stafford, New York. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Steve Shum. Joel F. Klein, age 51, of Glenview, Illinois, formerly of Marysville, passed away September 27th at Fresno, California. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Joel Klein. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, a whole wheat roll, and cinnamon pears. Monday, a hamburger, baked beans, tater tots, and strawberry salad. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be faded.
Get your tickets now for country music singer-songwriter Tracy Lawrence on the Made in America Tour, live at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Performing If the Good Die Young, Paint Me a Birmingham, and If the World Had a Front Porch. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence, Thursday, November 14th. Get your tickets at prairieband.com/shows.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system across the central parts of Midwest bringing some scattered rain showers as we head through the day, but we do have another low-pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing ongoing chances of rain showers for tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Luckily, this one is quick-moving, so as we head into Sunday, actually Saturday night into Sunday, high-pressure system moves back in, bringing us dry weather. We'll also see some warmer temperatures as we head into tomorrow, a little bit cooler Sunday, then warmer for the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs upper 50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with rain showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours. Steady temperatures lower to mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms. Clearing skies in the afternoon. We'll see highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid-40s. And Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October 73. Record high on this date 96 in 2006. The average low 49. The record low was 28 back in 1888. Sunset this evening 7:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:22. 49 degrees this morning in Marysville with a light north wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 4th of October. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
NLDS Game 1 goes to the Dodgers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Walker Buehler shut down the Nationals, tossing six scoreless innings, and the L.A. offense got to Washington's bullpen.
1-2 to Jock Peterson. There's a fly ball down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone! Hit the foul pole way upstairs!
On KLAC, Peterson's solo shot in the ninth made it 6-0, and that was the final as the Dodgers took a 1-0 series lead. In the other National League series, the Cardinals scored six runs in the final two innings to take Game 1 from the Braves. Marcell Ozuna's two-run double in the ninth gave St. Louis the lead.
Looking up and looking at the stands, my wife out there, and I just kind of get excited and say, let's go, let's go. And this is the moment that I never forget.
7-6 Cardinals, the final. To the Thursday night football game, the Seahawks took a 30-29 lead with under 3 minutes left, but the Rams managed to drive into field goal position, setting up a 44-yarder with 11 seconds left on the clock.
Zerline, almost always money, gets this one away. It's up, and it's no good! Greg Zerline misses it!
On KIRO, wide right, Russell Wilson knelt on the next play as time expired to give Seattle the win. To the NHL, the rebuilt Rangers got a goal from big offseason signing Artemi Panarin en route to a 6-4 win over the Jets at Madison Square Garden. And the Lightning started their season with a bang as they topped their in-state rivals 5-2.
Sergachev, right circle, Kucherov, fires, score! Kucherov!
Fittingly, he scores the first goal of the season for the Lightning.
On WFLA, finally, NFL, Jets quarterback Sam Darnold, who has missed two games with mononucleosis, says he feels ready to play again, but...
I want to make sure that I'm safe out there and that, you know, I'm not going to die.
He says whether he plays on Sunday will be up to team doctors. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday Night Football and our broadcast feature, Marysville at Walmego. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1 begins with the K-Preps pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, pregame at 6:45. Axtell at Wetmore, Centralia at Troy, Frankfort travels to Blue Valley Randolph, Hanover kicks off at Onega, Valley Heights at Jackson Heights, Washington County at Lincoln, Diller O'Dell will host Johnson Brock, Southern is at Thayer Central, Lewiston at Dorchester. The Lynn Donovan West game has been canceled due to lack of numbers at Lynn. Friday night broadcast coverage, Marysville at Walmego. 6 o'clock Cape Reps pregame show kicks it off with a 6:30 Coach's Corner Roundup and a 6:45 pregame show ahead of a 7 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks in action Saturday, kickoff at 11. Kansas State Wildcats on Saturday, kickoff at 2:30.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The rise of alternative proteins prompts questions about how the products will impact animal agriculture production and demand. However, Scott Bennett, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says alternative proteins are not a threat to conventional meat in diets.
There will always be a demographic of consumers that want and prefer conventional meat. And to be honest, that's most consumers in America. If a consumer wants to try a plant-based protein, by all means, let them try it. Our job here is just to make sure they know exactly what it is they are buying, which is, in fact, not meat.
Bennett says the American Farm Bureau Federation supports consumer choice. However, they've seen through time labels cannot be deceptive or misleading.
Alternative proteins are not meat, and that needs to be crystal clear. Look, in my opinion, these products are for a niche market. For most Americans just trying to feed their family, they're headed to the meat counter to pick up their next meal.
Bennett says it's very important, if not vital, to stay focused on growing the protein market.
We tend to get caught up on the small slice of the pie of the market share that these alternative proteins are capturing. I would rather us focus on growing the size of the pie. That benefits more diets globally and still allows for that consumer choice. And American producers of protein are first in line to benefit from that growth.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett commenting on the rise of alternative proteins and how it will impact animal agriculture production and demand. Though, as he mentioned, he doesn't think it will disrupt demand for animal agriculture at all. That's the news, as I hope the rest of your Friday goes well for you with your latest check of agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Sam Speck.
Hear that? Stampede's coming. Here we go, here we go. Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this Stampede won't be here for long. Stop till we're legend.
When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A group of senators request an end-of-the-year legislation, including reauthorization of programs to help counties with federal lands. The group seeks at least a two-year reauthorization of the payment in lieu of taxes and secure rural schools and community self-determination act programs. These programs help rural counties containing tax-exempt federal land to cover typical tax-funded services. Led by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, the bipartisan group of 31 senators penned a letter to Senate Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer outlining the request. The group says a short-term reauthorization of at least 2 years is critical to provide fiscal certainty for counties containing federally owned lands. The senators say Congress has an obligation to ensure counties with large swaths of federal-owned tax-exempt forests and rangelands can adequately provide essential services for the residents. Nearly 1,900 counties rely on the funding to cover basic services like law enforcement, mental health programs, and libraries. The payment in lieu of taxes program expires at the end of the year, while the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act expired a year ago. More than 22,000 dairy farmers enrolled in the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program, paying out more than $300 million this year. The National Milk Producers Federation says none of the assistance would have occurred under the old Margin Protection Program. The DMC program replaced MPP in the 2018 Farm Bill. The monthly milk price feed cost margin so far in 2019 been above the $8.100 coverage cutoff that existed under MPP, but below the new $9.50 100 weight coverage limit under the DMC. An analysis of the program found that under the old MPP rules, the total pay down under the entire program so far would have been $75,000, or about $3 a farmer, and a net loss after the cost of premiums. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Yep, it's agriculture. Read the label and then do what the label says. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
As we get things buttoned up for the cold weather, that includes getting our chemicals ready to be stored over the winter. That is when we need to read the label and then do what the label says. Jim Fazell, our horticultural expert, says it can be difficult to read those labels for a variety of reasons.
You know, as we get older, things get harder to see. Frankly, I carry a hand lens with me so that I can read labels on some of these containers because the print is so small. Then another thing that's happened is that the labels are so complicated, many times you will have a little booklet pasted on the outside of the container. You peel it open, and lo and behold, there are 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 pages of stuff. Well, maybe you don't need to read the whole thing, but you need to read the important parts that deal with what you're going to do with the product. If you're going to use it in your vegetable garden, that's one thing. You'll find a section on some of these things that says for vegetables. If you're going to use it in your lawn, it says another thing. But you read these, and as I said, you may need to take a hand lens with you to find out what these things are going to do. Very inconvenient, but apparently very necessary. In fact, I know it's very necessary. Those people who use chemicals professionally do this all the time. Even though they're good at it and they use the materials all the time, they do need to read the labels, and they do read the labels. And they go to a class, and they spend all day learning how you read the label, what's on it. Then they take another day, and they go through, what do these things do? If you have this problem, what do you use and why? So it's very important. For those of us who are homeowners, we don't need to do that, but we do need to read the label. And I mentioned before that they are legal documents. Well, when should you read the label? You need to read it before you buy the product. Will it do what you want? Is it labeled for that use? If it's not labeled for that use, you can't use it. Is it safe to use on the plants and so forth that you intend to use it on? Can it be used on things like surfaces? Some of these materials will actually damage things like plastics, or a lot of people have granite. Sometimes they'll stain granite. You need to read it, and it will be in the label. Read the label before you use the product, after you get it. How do you mix it? What kind of safety thing do you need? Do you need to wear clothing that's protective? Do you need to wear gloves? And environmental concerns. How about the wind? Can you use this when the wind's 30 miles an hour? How about streams? Some of these things can't be used where the material will get into flowable waters. And what about the temperatures? Some of them can't be used if the temperatures are below freezing, obviously, but what about high temperatures? Many cannot be used if the temperature's above about 80 degrees. So be safe. If you use it according to the label, these things are safe. If you don't follow the label, you're doing it at your own risk.
Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the NextStar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 49 degrees in Marysville this morning. Middle 50s on a chilly high again today and a cool night for Friday night football. Scattered chance for showers. Better chance to ourselves. Warming up some on Saturday with seasonal highs around 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The reigning NFL MVP didn't waste any time getting off to a huge start this year. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is taking the league by storm for a second straight year, and it's already earned him some hardware. Mahomes was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Month for September yesterday, following the third start to the 2019 campaign. It marks his second career AFC Offensive Player of the Month award, as he also earned the honor last September. The undefeated Chiefs are in first place in the AFC West, and they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday night. Kickoff in that matchup at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City is set for 7:20 Sunday night. The Royals' George Soler named yesterday as one of Major League Baseball's finalists for the 2019 Hank Aaron Award. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football and our broadcast feature, Marysville at Wamego. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1 begins with the K-Preps pregame show at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, pregame at 6:45. Axtell at Wetmore, Centralia at Troy. Frankfort travels to Blue Valley Randolph. Hanover kicks off at Onega. Valley Heights at Jackson Heights. Washington County at Lincoln. Dillard O'Dell will host Johnson Brock. Southern is at Thayer Central. Lewiston at Dorchester. The Lynn Donovan West game has been canceled due to lack of numbers at Lynn. Friday night broadcast coverage, Marysville at Wamego. 6 o'clock Cape Reps pregame show kicks it off with a 6:30 Coach's Corner Roundup and a 6:45 pregame show ahead of a 7 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks in action Saturday, kickoff at 11. Kansas State Wildcats on Saturday, kickoff at 2:30.
The crisp evenings of fall are ideal for stargazing outings. We will tell you what's on display in the October sky on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 4th, the 277th day of the year. Painter Frederick Remington was born on this day, and the space race began on this day in 1957 when Russia launched Sputnik into orbit, the first man-made satellite. If you turn your eyes toward the sky tonight, you'll find that Venus has returned as an evening star. It'll be floating low in the west at twilight. Mercury will be in the general vicinity too, though much dimmer. Jupiter and Saturn can be found in the southern sky for the better part of the night, with little competition from an early setting moon just shy of its first quarter phase. And if you're a fan of meteor showers, mark your calendar for the 21st. That's when October's Orionid shower reaches its peak. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about astronomy, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
Left of old, just an empty space surrounded by the pieces of a badly broken heart that's forgotten how to love. What my heart needs is a woman's touch, tender hand. A woman.